The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
It's time for the Steve and Kyle podcast with Steve.
You chatted me up when we were at the brewery. Ever since that moment, I've regretted not getting your CI, in parentheses, contact info.
We're really leaning into the idea of, I apparently want to sleep with this couple.
I noticed your build. And yep, I'm about that.
Kyle.
DiVincenzo Pavarotti comes by and wants deets on the garage.
By the way, I gotta send him a text. I know he had surgery the other day. I want to see how he's doing.
Hope it wasn't serious.
No, it was.
I don't care.
Fairly.
I don't care.
Okay. Then I'll make sure that he knows you don't care.
Pass along that your podcast partner does not care.
I'm sure that that'll be met with a, what's a podcast?
Live on tape from APS 3. Whatever, it's the Steve and Kyle podcast.
All right. We just got to jump right into it. I need a follow-up. I need to know, has anyone replied to the Facebook, what was it, Misconnections? Did you get any reply? That was that clip from the intro, in case you missed it last week.
Yeah.
Kyle had... Oh, you came so close to making a friend. Fulfilling your New Year's resolution as set by me.
God, would that have... Before we jump into it, would that have made you feel bad? Like, had I actually completed the resolution you set out for me the first week in January, in February, would that have made you feel...
No, I would have been thrilled. I would have known that I played a major role in you stepping out of your comfort zone.
Yeah.
Making friends. That would have been great.
I just didn't know if that would internally put pressure on you to say, well, I can't be a bump on the log for the year. Now I have to either figure out how to do mine.
Which I don't remember.
Oh, that was 24 visits to the gym.
Boy, that seems a lot more difficult than what I assigned you.
2 a month?
Well, you had to do one thing.
Yeah, go make a friend. You act like I'm walking to a bus stop and saying, hi, friend, and we're hanging out. Or the alternative for you was to simply walk in and cancel. So, boy, I gave you two options.
Yeah, I know, but the cancel part, that there's like embarrassment and shame surrounding that. I think I'd rather go to the gym 24 straight days.
Okay, I will need 24 pictures of you on the stair stepper.
Like wearing different shirts, obviously.
Yeah, absolutely. So. Yeah, so what you're going to do is pack 24 shirts.
No, okay, so I'll stop at the convenience store on the way and I'll buy that day's newspaper.
Oh, of course. Yes.
Do they still make them? They still print them?
Boy, I don't know where you'd have to stop, but convenience store seems like it, but I can't imagine even a convenience store is having a pile of newspapers.
Yeah.
But yeah, we're going to need, much like hostage situations, proof of life at the gym.
Okay, fair
but
enough.
We digress. I nearly made a friend about a month ago, and as I described, deep into conversation.
Yeah, you guys were talking about all kinds of stuff, you know, the jobs and, you know, dead relatives.
It's what you get into on the first date.
Yeah.
Because as you implied in the misconnection that we posted, I definitely wanted to date this couple, apparently.
Right. Well, you were about that when you noticed his build.
So, yes, up until the point where I simply paid the tab, got up, and we walked out without ever getting their name, I was well on my way to making the friend.
You were.
Which, when you hear it put that way, makes it seem like I wasn't even remotely close to making a friend.
They even gave the, hey, well, maybe we'll see you here again, or maybe we'll see you around.
That was
the opportunity right there to get the CI.
Yeah, I should have
contact info again.
Should have laughed in their face when they said that.
So, no, you won't.
So last week we made the post on the most modern of avenues to find this couple, which is missed connections on Craigslist.
Yeah.
So we...
I think I said... I did say Facebook earlier. Yeah, we're going...
So I have the post here.
Okay.
Hey, you chatted me up at the brewery a few weeks back. Ever since that moment, I've regretted not getting your CI, contact information. I noticed your build, and yup, I'm about that. Want to link up? Chat brew? Congrats again on the engagement. In case you're unsure, we talked about your fiance's dead cousin. I don't feel good about this. Even a week removed, just seeing it in print.
It is kind of in your face.
The end.
That's right. You ended it with the end. Yes.
So we went through all the avenues to post this on, again, the most modern of forums, Craigslist. And when I just went right when the intro was playing to pull up to see how it was looking on the forum, because this forum does not get a lot of posts because, again, it's 2024.
Mm-hmm.
It's been removed.
Oh, no. Why?
And all it says is removed. And when I click on it, it just says this posting has been flagged for removal. No details. We did not get an email.
What?
We did not get any notes. So we just have to find another avenue. Maybe we print about 100 missing posters and you and I go out maybe today.
Okay. Yeah. We got all kinds of time to do this.
And we'll staple them to local light posts at major intersections.
Okay.
So you know, right over like the come get your water bed. We'll staple right over the top of that.
I'll paint your house for a nickel.
Yep. So we're back to square one in terms of me finding out how I can get back in with this couple.
Okay.
Let me just say this as an aside. I hope the next effort is much less sexually tinged.
I have an idea.
Okay.
We copy and paste that ad.
Okay. So already disregarding my one ask, okay?
Yeah. Copy and paste that ad right to our Facebook, our Twitter, our Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
We ask everybody that follows the show to share it in their local community groups, neighborhood pages, and we find this man and his fiance.
We are already at the point. If I found this guy tomorrow, it already would not work.
Why not?
Inevitably, conversation would somehow bypass or go next to the idea that I do a podcast.
Mm-hmm.
And to some people, that's fascinating. Some people, it could not be less interesting.
Mm-hmm.
I understand both avenues.
Yeah.
But if they had one iota of 1 ounce of one fingernail of interest, I would have to delete last week's episode. And now, this week's episode, before it were to even be released.
I don't think you do. This is a vague enough scenario.
Listen, I believe we made airplane noises last week. Okay? There's just too much there that it's too loaded.
I don't know. I don't agree with you on that.
I mean, again, it seems like you're just, at this point, you're the trampler in this development. Right? Because while you're saying the correct things, while you're saying what makes me encouraged, the idea that, hey, I could make a friend, this could happen,
mm-hmm.
everything else around it sure makes it seem like sabotage.
Don't know why you're saying that. Uh-uh.
So, yes, we are back to square one. I think we develop the new method, whatever that is, outside of... I mean, maybe I draw the couple, but like stick figure say, hey, did you look like this? You know?
Yeah, maybe just give a...
It's just a very big young man who could really, really hurt me if he wanted to.
Or just do the, you know, basic description, height,
mm-hmm.
approximately 6'1", weight 210.
Problem is I never saw him stand up.
Okay, so you'll just have to give his height while sitting at a bar.
Okay.
As compared to you.
No problem.
So sitting at the bar, was he the same height as you?
Similar, yeah.
Maybe a little taller?
Maybe a little taller. I was, okay. You know what? Rough estimate, 6 feet.
How tall are you?
I'm 5'10", 5'11".
Okay. So yeah, give him an inch and a half.
Okay. So we're in a hat, so I don't know what his hair looks like.
Okay. Always in a hat. No problem.
Really dancing around the obvious in that, you know, he was a black man.
Okay.
Which, in these parts, narrows it down from...
considerably.
To less than one half of 1% of the mm-hmm. population.
Yeah.
That's really all... I mean, we're at square one. I still think this is my best avenue, and I still have about 10 months. Okay? So I thank you for checking in. I think what I'll do is take it from here myself now. I feel like the help from across the table...
You're welcome, by the way.
...has been... Not helpful, but well intentioned.
Okay, I'll tell you, I'll accept that.
You made me write about her dead fiance, her dead cousin.
Well, so the rest of it you were okay with,
right? I mean, he's a handsome man. So I mean, I'm someone who could acknowledge that.
So to be clear, you are about that build.
Yeah, absolutely. I wonder how you do it. Oh, you got to work at it? No, thanks. I had a few things I wanted to get to, Steve.
Okay.
We also need to, maybe we'll do this after the break here later in the episode. Mm-hmm. I wanted to get a rundown of your early side gig live shows so we can get early developments moving for the mm-hmm. Fathead to get to where it needs to go.
I saw that we already had a DM from somebody who was interested.
Oh, we did?
Yeah, in taking it. I just saw it this morning, just before we started recording. Somebody was interested. We're going to be in Flint, Michigan, the Flint Grand Blanc area of Michigan, in March, I believe.
And okay, is that the first one?
Yes.
Okay.
He already said, hey, if you don't have any other volunteers, I am happy to be the volunteer to take that, to carry the torch in Flint. Yeah, we're going to be in Flint on... March 22, so about 6 weeks from now.
Okay, that's the most urgent right now. I'll try to find that message. I don't know what avenue it came in on.
I believe it came in on Facebook.
Okay, I will find that. So the next question then, do you have any idea where the Fathead is?
Whew.
Must have been last summer that it moved.
Well, I know that the last place we were at was Kokomo, Indiana, mm-hmm. in, I think, August. Before that, it would have been the Upper Peninsula of Michigan, and I know it was there.
Yeah, I wonder. I believe it's Mark? Probably still with Mark in the UP, but we'll seek that out anyway.
Yeah.
We'll get a full rundown, and I'll post it on social media as well at some point this week.
Yeah, out the one picture that we have of you holding up you, making the same face. Post it.
Yep.
And let's... Yeah, because a lot of the shows have not been announced yet. We are coming back to the UP. That one has been announced. We're going to be there in the beginning of May, May 3rd, for a morning and a night show.
Oh, okay. Same place?
The Island Casino and Resort.
Got it. Treasure Island?
Treasure Island, yeah. No, so we'll be in Flint. That's been announced. We'll be. We have a Grand Rapids night show in April 13th. There's one the following week, which I don't believe has been announced yet. There's one in the UP a couple weeks after that. The rest of them have not been announced.
Okay. We will unveil those as we're able.
Mm-hmm.
But for now, you said we have someone who is planning on going to the Flint show, so we'll still post it just to make sure we have a backup. We've had a lot of failings over the years with the Fathead where it has not made it someplace. To no fault of the people, whether it's... I believe Trevor and Nashville had like their entire family come down with some death disease when he was supposed to take it. So it happens.
There was that whole worldwide pandemic.
Yes.
For a couple of years. So who was it that had it for a couple of years next to their marital bed?
Oh boy, yeah, that's right. I forget. It was another, I think, a therapist or that we were supposed to be, I believe, at some point doing like a new couples or
couples
new,
therapy.
Yes. Yeah. Do a session and record it. But we'll get to that official schedule here later in the episode. But one thing I wanted to ask you is, one thing is we have a hard out today. So I'll ask you, what do you want to get to here first? And we'll see where the road takes us. We have a hard out today, or I noticed something in your front lawn that I wanted to follow up with you on.
Oh, sure. Yeah, so that's fine. That's, I mean, there's not a huge...
Right. Well, I've got to ask of you. based on that. So we talked in the winter.
This can't just be something.
No.
This
no,
can't
no,
be no. ignored.
I think probably internally with you, and apologize if I'm speaking out of turn. Is there a tiny bit of guilt or where you feel like, I don't want to say shame because it's not that much of a deal, right? Mm-hmm. Most people would do what you did in this scenario. Is there anything internally with you where you regret what you did?
No.
You're happy it went the way it went?
Yes. Okay. Very happy.
So we talked in the winter that Steve, you needed a new roof. Mm. I think you said you needed a new roof when you moved in here.
Yeah, they
or that the time was running short.
They had done a homeowner special on this roof, and now we are very lucky. It hasn't leaked yet. We haven't had any issues yet, but I know that we're on borrowed time with it. I mean, especially if you're out in the backyard, you look up at it. There's a lot of shingles that have like that curl to them, and it's just not. Knowing nothing about anything, I can even look up and be like, oh, that wasn't done professionally.
Okay. And you'd been up there doing Christmas lights and other things, so had you noticed it when you were up there?
Yeah, that it's not good.
Okay.
We're on borrowed time with it. Even though it was only done, we've been here six and a half, almost 7 years. Mm-hmm. It was probably done 3 years before we moved in, so the roof itself is only like 10 years old, but it just looks bad.
And I think personally, to look at your roof, it's a bit daunting. Mm-hmm. If you were to think to do it yourself, like you've got a you know, different peaks, valleys, different heights and angles, all that stuff. But to a company, that's, you know, another day at the office.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Cause when I built the shop over the summer, that's just a standard pitch. There's no valleys or anything like that. I felt comfortable enough doing that, but that's about as crazy as I want to get.
So we said you got on the list of a company, and it looks like you were already handled.
They're coming out next week.
Okay, so they came out to make sure they got the promotional signage.
Yeah,
out into the yard.
Yep,
and then they'll come back next week.
Mm-hmm.
So
as long as weather dependent, obviously.
Yeah. So what we talked about when you initially said this was a not a huge surprise, but a bit of an upset that you did not want to tackle this yourself.
Yeah.
The cost, though, mainly because of, you know, the cost between doing it yourself and hiring a company, this is an expensive project anyway, no matter which way you slice it. And you just decided, I don't want to spend the time, the evenings, the spring days up on my roof.
I would rather hire somebody who can bring a team of 15 or 20 people out to knock it out in one day.
Yeah.
Than to have me do, all right, well, this weekend I'm going to tackle the back half of the garage roof and then just hope that it doesn't rain for the 6 days in between. So it was a pretty easy decision.
So I think what I want is I'd really like to get an answer on what I speculated in the fall or in the winter.
I don't remember.
I really feel like this is Annette's moment where she's losing any type of interest or faith in you.
Yeah.
She's become accustomed to Steve will do it. Right?
I really feel like your goal is to make sure that my marriage is not happy.
No, listen. I worry about you.
So, yeah.
Because we've talked for a long time. Listen, you outkicked your coverage. Mm-hmm. All that stuff, which, listen, it happens, right? You get the big sidekick, right?
Yeah, exactly. Superstar right here. Rich superstar.
So Annette had grown accustomed to this style of life, which is that, hey, wall needs paint. Steve do paint, right? And I'm assuming it's how she talks. Yeah. I don't know.
Make stupid do it.
But you've done the steps, you've done the railing, you've done rooms, you've done a litany of projects, right? Mm-hmm. Not taking into account the Comanche that she cares less than me about.
Accurate. Yeah.
So what I'd like you to do, maybe can we just rip the Band-Aid off this morning?
Okay. And
how
would you suggest I do this?
Can you just send her a text?
Oh boy.
And just say, do you think less of me as a husband?
I'm going to say, Kyle wants to know.
You can preface it however you'd like. I'm not going to be picky here. Do you think less of me as a husband for paying to have the roof done and not doing it myself? Something like that, right? Just if you don't want to be as wordy.
Okay.
Because in my mind, she's disappointed. Right?
Okay, so I have Kyle wants to know if you think less of me as a husband for paying to have the roof done and not doing it myself.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Send.
Thank you. Okay. So in lieu of that, though,
because what if I get a reply, like if it already popped back up and said, yes, very disappointed. Like right. She had just had that saved.
I have to tell you, at that point, that's when I would feel a little bad. Okay.
Yeah.
That would be
disappointing.
I think at that point we'd edit this out.
You'd hear a very abrupt edit.
Yes. Yes.
And hear me sobbing for the rest of the episode.
In lieu of that, though, I wanted to ask, because I think I know what's going to happen this spring or summer.
Mm.
Have you put any thought or plan into motion about any big DIY around here coming up? And maybe it's a DIY that you don't consider big, but me looking at it, I looked at it last week, looks big.
I don't think so.
You are, at some point this year, I think this year, going to fully tear down your three-season room.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And that's the difference between me and you, right?
Is that you see that as a major thing.
I see that costing me some sleep.
No.
Beforehand.
Nope.
Thinking, how am I going to do this? I want to make sure. I mean, outside of walking in with a sledgehammer and just starting to hit stuff until it goes... Hit till go boom. That's my DIY, right?
Pretty much what I'm planning on doing. I mean, I will gingerly separate it from the house. But then once it's like separated from the house, I don't know. I might tie a rope around the Comanche and just yank it.
Please stop what you're doing if I'm not here, because that needs to be recorded for the world to see.
Oh, of course.
Because in my mind, this plan will have to change if. The grass is a little bit soft because the Comanche will just sink.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that is I'll post it on the poll. Is taking down a three-season room a large DIY project or small DIY project?
Let's put medium in there, too.
You want medium on there, too?
Yeah, large, okay. Medium, small. I want to really hone in on it. I don't think it's going to be that big of a deal. I think it's going to be a long day, maybe into the second day.
You think for
cleanup. Yeah, I'm just going to have a dumpster dropped off in the driveway.
Mm-hmm.
Rip it off piece by piece, throw it in the dumpster. A buddy of mine was like, I'll take all the windows. I could use them. Okay. You come over and take them out. They're all yours.
Yeah.
Man. The windows are like 60% of it. So if he takes them, kind of makes the rest of it.
Yeah, you've just got really old wood right? And other types of paneling, right? That you just have to tear down.
It's all made of, it's like styrofoam panels. But yeah, it's leaking really badly. So I had to go up onto the roof of it last week and I noticed, here's why it's leaking, because there's this like bowl shaped depression right in the middle of the roof and all of the melted snow was just sitting in it and it was just leaking right through the roof. So I know that I could go up there with some tar or like rubber membrane or something and fix it. But why would I do that? I don't have any desire to do that.
Because it's going away anyway.
It's going away anyway.
Is it just because you guys don't like it? No, a lot of people would love that room.
Yeah, I remember when we first bought the
French
house.
French doors that go in there?
Well, we have doors that look like French doors.
American French doors?
we have American doors.
Mm-hmm.
The doors need to be replaced. It leaks. We never use it. It smells in there because it's been leaking. Mm-hmm. So we just want to rip it down.
So you're just going to have the two doors that lead to
nothing.
Nothing.
Yeah.
Okay. So this is almost like what is that famous house in California? The Winchester house.
I don't know about that.
She was afraid of because Winchester, the gun family.
Oh, okay.
She was terrified of the spirits of those killed by her guns haunting her and following her. So she built a maze of a house with doors, things that led to nothing.
Really?
Outside, brick walls, everything.
Huh. That's so interesting. I'll have to look that up.
This is going to be... like you, where you're afraid of, maybe the people you've insulted on the radio show coming
showing
to haunt
up,
you.
Showing up and they wouldn't go in the front door.
Yeah.
They'd go in the strangely placed.
Yeah. Well, and quite honestly, most of them are probably dumb enough that you could just act like you're going to your three-season room. Oh, I'm headed up. you have to be Bobcat. I'm headed out to the three season room. Open the door, ghost flies out and hits the fence, right? You just close it and they're gone again.
Of course.
I'll post that on the poll too. Are Steve's ghosts dumb enough to fly out the three season doors? But is this, is it safe to say that you're in, I hate using the phrase, like the end game of this house? Not end meaning you're leaving yet, but like the last big thing. You're getting a brand new roof. You're tearing down a room. You siding, built a pole barn.
I think siding is, that's going to be a big thing. And I haven't ruled out me doing that yet.
Right. We talked about that too. Yeah, but
that really interests me.
Is this, are we in the final big project phases of this house? Because you don't have anything else massive that you've told me anyway.
That I'm going to do?
That you want done even, yeah, even well, if you paid.
I know that we want to make our kitchen bigger. So that is, I mean, that's obviously not something I'm doing myself.
Right. And you initially, years ago, you told me that was the plan when tearing down this three season room and just bump the kitchen out into that spot, right?
Yeah. But we wouldn't be able to use the current setup.
Gotcha.
Because it's, yeah, it's made of styrofoam.
Because I think, I if I were to put, like if somebody gave me, hey, here's $5 and you have to go place a bet on, but it has to be some super long shot, right?
Yeah.
You know, like 10,000 to one, something like that.
Like a horse will fly or something.
Yes.
Yeah.
I would put that on, Steve, you'll be gone out of this house in 2 years.
2 years?
Do you think
we're going to move out in 2 years?
This is my long shot.
Okay.
But I'm just saying, you've built the pole barn. You've done you've done a lot of these major things to the point where I think the end is in sight for overhaul of this house.
Well, I will say that we have no plans of moving. Mm-hmm. But, and I know we've talked about this before.
Yes.
There's always that one or two houses that you drive by and you're like, man, if that one ever goes up for sale.
Still got to say to my Zillow.
Man, there's one. And it's only, I mean, it would be a 3-minute drive from here. Mm-hmm. It's in the neighborhood. It's just about 3 or 4 blocks south.
If that went up,
if that went up for sale, we wouldn't be able to afford it. But
you'd try to move what you needed to move to at least look into it, right?
Yeah. Yeah. I'd make some of my, I'd get more liquid finances.
You're going to liquidate financing.
Liquidate the.
Yeah, listen.
Liquidate the the accounts.
Call in your Ethereum. I mean, because that's the problem. A lot of.
Call up Big Dutch Ron and be like, sell it all, Ron.
Yeah. Now, Ron goes, what?
Sell what?
Sell your 401k?
Yeah, man.
Do you own property that I don't know about?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly, Ron. Get me. That's how this relationship works. So I'm in over my head. I call you. You get me out.
I feel like, do you have a yearly meeting with Big Dutch Ron?
I do.
Does Annette join you with that?
Yep.
Okay. I feel like it's probably somewhat similar to when Katie and I have the yearly meeting with her finance guy.
With your own Big Dutch Ron?
Yeah. And this is Big Bald Mark, though.
Big Bald Mark. I wonder if he knows Big Dutch Ron.
They must all know each other.
Yeah, exactly.
It's they're all
small,
big.
Small finance world out there. Right.
Private sector. So when you're at that meeting, Katie might as well just be in another state. She doesn't understand a word coming out of, she's telling me this, by the way. I'm not, making this something that it's not.
No.
She said, for me, when we left this last week, she goes, that call could have been 5 minutes for me. It was a Zoom call this year.
Okay.
And it ended up going about an hour.
Okay.
And I was sitting there shooting the breeze about, and I don't know much either. Yeah. I'll readily admit that. Equity funds and how we want to diversify what we have there and. For target date of whatever for retirement.
Yeah. And school, like you were talking about, I'm sure that if Reed wants to go to school. No. Okay. No, he's on his own. Got it. Sorry, kid.
Figure it out. So she would be good with just essentially not having it. Is that similar with you guys to where is Annette more involved in understanding what he's saying? Because it doesn't seem like you are.
I think that
I'll post in the poll too. Do you ever understand what your finance guy is actually saying?
Yeah, I mean, I think I have a very general, a very loose understanding. I don't understand all of the ins and outs and the terms and the, you know, oh, if you put this in pre-tax, it's going to come back. And, you know, I don't, that stuff doesn't, like, it's words that I understand, but I don't really understand the meaning behind them.
I mean, right now I need to publicly apologize to Brother Mike, who is probably pulling on his beautiful head of hair.
Mm-hmm.
Because he's so aggravated,
yeah,
with you, us, not knowing
whatever
the subtleties of how to deal with our retirements down the road, right?
That's why there's someone else whose job that is.
But hey, you know, at least high school taught us how to build a birdhouse.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that's basically what I did this past summer. I built a big birdhouse in my backyard. I built a birdhouse for my truck.
When we come back. We have to take a short break. I need to ask you one more thing about your plans today, but we also need to get to the A bit, which is actually in the B bit, about our top three most overrated musicians or acts of all time.
Plus, I have a response from Annette that we'll get to.
Yes!
Once we get back.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hey folks, viewer mail time again. Oh, here's one from Sally, age 14. Dear Pig.
Bum, bum, bum.
That's right. Oh, third time.
Third time, yeah, of course. You got to do it three times. All right, we got some mail here. I stopped by the P.O. box. If you want to send us something, just look at the show notes, the description of the podcast. The P.O. box is in there. This is from our good friend, Betsy McCormick. Betsy Boo. This is a beautiful envelope.
Yeah.
It's rather loud. There's a lot of stuff going on this album. There's a dog wearing a Santa hat. When is this postmarked from? It doesn't even say it. Cause it has the feel of a Christmas card.
Yeah. And I was going to say, I wonder if maybe not the PO box, but I don't know if there's been some issues. We should have given a trigger warning to our friend Trevor and Dixon /Burns regarding deliveries. One day we'll be able to tell that story, or we will tell what went on with Trevor's delivery. I wonder if there's some issues going on with the timeline and turnaround.
I don't know. Cause this, I'm trying to read the date on it, but it's just all smudged. But anyway, this is from our good friend Betsy.
A lovely designed envelope too, nice. Which you don't usually see those.
Here, if you need that,
no, I mean we all know it's coming next.
We got the perf. Okay, let's see. Oh, look at this! It is a Christmas card.
Oh, beautiful!
From our good friend Betsy, and a big congratulations to Betsy. Because she moved. She got a new home for the holidays.
Oh, look at that.
Look at that. Picture of her standing on her front porch. Beautiful foliage in the foreground. Betsy has moved. Okay, a letter on the note on the back. Stephen Kyle, I felt left out when you got Joe's card last week.
Johnny.
John, oh, yeah, Johnny. And
also, don't know if he goes by Johnny. Don't know why I decided to make him like a lifelong friend. Johnny! His name is Jonathan.
Oh, okay. Add it to the wall or use it as a coaster.
Oh!
Thank you very much. That's a beautiful beautiful kitchen there at the new house.
You don't need to tempt Steve. That is going into Evelyn's Easter basket.
She said, I traded my 1939 two-story colonial for an all-new Burbs Ranch with hardwood floors, cozy great room, swoony tile, marble countertops, a fab kitchen with a microwave drawer.
God, doesn't that just make you feel like you don't care about your house as much as other people?
Yeah. And a gas fireplace. Hurrah.
Hmm.
Look at that. I'll still get your card if you send it to the old address. So thrilled to have built my dream home in 2023.
Wow.
Congratulations.
I wish I had one bit
of
the sense of like design and what looks good and yeah, when did microwaves start going in drawers?
They put them down low now.
Oh, I don't like that.
I do.
I don't need my son, who already likes to beep all the buttons, have easier access to the microwave.
You got
to
mute the buttons. You haven't muted the buttons
yet? I think you told me that. That's right.
It is a game changer.
Lovely house. Makes me feel really bad. Just about not knowing what, like, any of... I mean, I look at hardwood, I go, yeah, I'm not a hardwood guy. Just not for me.
Not a hardwood guy, huh?
I mean, dogs, right? I mean, we have Toby. And for me, the clicking of the nails...
You got to keep them trimmed.
Good luck. Marble countertops, okay. Fine. I'm good with veneer.
You're a simple man. maybe put that on a poll. Does it surprise you that Kyle is a veneer man?
Thank you so much, Betsy. To see. You know what? Maybe next year we should do a Christmas card campaign and load up
that would
over
be nice.
Here, and we can add. Yeah, we can get pictures of some of our listeners and their families.
Oh, that would be beautiful. Yeah, we'll have a listener Christmas card wall.
And the next piece of viewer mail here.
Ooh, boy.
Nice perf.
Ooh, 2 for 2 on the perf. That's nice.
That is good, right?
Are you gonna go 3 for 3 on the perf?
Oh, yeah. I mean, come on.
This is a long one, though. This is the difficult one.
It's got a goofy bend.
You got to give that one a double fold. Okay. You didn't get any of the little fringe, did you?
Right at the end. This is, as always, from our good friends at the Bill Payment Processing Center, the BPPC over in Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and from our friend, Billy Stacks.
Billy.
Thank you, sir. Adding to the coffers. Your dues have been paid for the month. The other 25 of you, you're late.
What do you think about sending out, with the Christmas cards next year, mm-hmm. or the holiday, the solstice cards,
mm-hmm.
sending one to our friends at the BPPC?
Oh, yes. Yes. Yeah, we're sending out a card to them. That's the best idea we've had in a long time.
You think we could make like a pen pal there?
I don't know if it's getting tossed at the front desk or in the mailroom.
I think if we just address it to a random person, or just look up one person who works there.
Yeah, a person in the bill payment processing center.
It's got to be of record somewhere. Send it right to them and say, hey, we get stuff in the mail from you guys all the time. Thank you for your hard work, dedication, due diligence to the American people. We salute you. Maybe send them a fruitcake. Ask them to put it in the break room.
I mean, they've got contact information for the CEO. Things like that.
Do we go straight to the top?
I mean, listen, we're not messing around with, you know, simpletons.
Okay.
Laymans. Let's rat-a-tat-tat here so we can get to the A bit, Steve. The update from your lovely bride.
Yep.
I speculated that she thinks less of you based on you not doing the roof yourself, just because the life she's accustomed to is Steve comes home from work, Steve goes outside to do work. And
Steve hammers on things, makes noise.
Yep.
Grunts.
Steve comes home with car, garage gets built, things like that.
Steve takes car apart. Steve needs help putting car back together. It's a vicious cycle.
Hundreds of dollars spent on parts and deals of century.
to get it back to the exact state that it was in when first purchased.
So what does she have to say when you ask, and read the wording of how you phrase it again?
I said, Kyle wants to know if you think less of me as a husband for paying to have the roof done and not doing it myself.
Boy, now that I think about it, we may have asked for this already.
Probably.
In the winter.
I mean, it does seem like a common theme.
Yeah. Most of the questions we do ask her seem to be, like, do you care less about your husband now?
It's always, how much are you disappointed in me? Okay. I got a smiling, crying face. Sorry, just saw this. Absolutely not.
Oh, that's nice. You're sparing your feelings.
I know you're capable. You built the shop. Selfishly, I want to help with the family. Or I want help with the family and don't want you spending that much time on a project again for a little bit. I think that's a good answer.
That's the answer I'd want to hear is, hey, I don't want to hear your, you know, especially after you had the slide off, the slide down incident of 2023. This would be a bigger slide-off incident of 2024 had you hit the backside and went for a ride.
Yeah, that wasn't fun. Not fun at all.
So that's fine. You know, I appreciate her preserving your feelings.
You don't believe it?
No, I do. I do. I think this is a different beast of a project that even if you were able to swindle somebody to come help you, it's not something that she would want you to do. That's just, it's so much time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You also have, we have a hard out today, and it's pretty soon.
Yeah.
You are taking your eldest.
Mm-hmm.
What is she now? 7, 8?
She's 4 and a half.
4 and a half. Almost got it. Happy birthday, Evelyn.
Yep. Again, nearly exactly 1 year younger than your son.
Is that so?
Yeah. So if you can just remember his age,
yeah,
inherently, if you can do subtraction of minus one, you can figure out her age as well.
Oh, boy. I can't wait to forget that when I walk up the steps.
By the way, I am shocked on a daily basis or on a weekly basis, mm-hmm, the upset that you've pulled off with regaining her friendship.
Oh, yeah.
Because
yeah,
you guys,
I mean, we're buddies now.
You guys were tight for a while.
Yep.
And then out of nowhere, you were ousted.
Yeah, it was one, like, we worked for weeks,
mm-hmm,
of me walking in. We were either milling in the living room or in the hallway, whatever, and
yeah,
got to the point where she would answer me, and mm-hmm, she'd talk and want to show me, hey, like, look at this book or look at whatever, yeah, my big girl bed, whatever, mm-hmm, things like that, right?
Yeah.
That you guys were doing around the house. And then one day, the switch, when I walked in, it went all the way back. Like, the propane tank ran out.
Right, yeah. You had, right? To get it, you had to get it refilled.
So for another handful of weeks and months, it was the silent treatment.
Mm-hmm.
And then just as quickly as it turned off,
turned back on.
It turned back on. Yep. And the gas burners were back on. And now every week, full-fledged conversations, we walk in,
mm-hmm,
try to make her laugh usually when, yep, I could see her, just to make sure, like, hey, remember, you know, it was a positive interaction.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, he didn't accidentally, you know, trip me as I was running down the hallway, mm-hmm, something like that. But yeah, we are back on board as being buddies, and that's how I know that today is the first swim lesson.
Yeah,
first? First? I shouldn't have said first.
No, no, no. She had swim lessons last winter.
Okay.
It was group lessons, and we haven't really done much with it since then. She did really good. And so Annette had looked it up to see if there were more lessons that they could do. And there are. So we're going to take her there. She has a lesson for like the next 3 Saturdays. She has a 45-minute lesson.
I wonder always about these. Is this one where you're allowed to be in there? Not in the water, but in the area with her?
We're not sure. Because okay, the ones last year, we were not. They specifically wanted us to be. We could see her, but she couldn't see where we were.
Now, I have some speculation about this, but I also want to ask you, because mm-hmm, I never remember. Do you remember learning how to swim?
Vaguely.
And do you remember the process? Was it mom and dad, and they were trying to,
no,
you know, were they holding you in the water and then slowly let you sink type of thing? What was it?
No, I remember going to, I think it was like a YMCA type thing. I remember going there and being in lessons. Like, okay. I can remember sitting on the edge of a pool, but I mean, I was probably 4 when this, mm-hmm, so I vaguely remember it.
I don't remember anything, but I'm almost positive I was never in any classes or lessons.
Mm-hmm.
Cue my mom texting me when she listens. Hey, you were in lessons. But I've long made the joke. I like to do these things when we're hanging out at my parents or whatever, that my learning to swim was the imprint of my dad's boot on my back off the end of a dock.
Kicking you into the water.
Because we camped. Camp, I guess. We had a trailer location in, uh-huh, northern Michigan that we would go to typically every weekend.
Yeah.
And then for weeks at a time in the summer.
Mm-hmm.
And I just remember just being in the water.
Yeah.
I never remember how I got there in terms of learning how to, right, swim, right?
Well, you've blacked out that, no doubt, traumatic memory.
Well, I didn't black out the traumatic memory. I literally blacked out from the boot in my back.
And you regained consciousness once you hit the water. So it,
yeah,
was like, it was a quick blackout.
Fight or flight, and then swimming back up, right? That's how you learn.
Do you think she's sending the text right now? Right?
Yes, yes. It will be on my phone in moments.
That didn't happen.
Is that the way that went? But I want to ask, because I've heard that the way they do a lot of these classes that made, I guess, shouldn't make me nervous. It's a kind, mm-hmm, of a tried and true method, is that parents aren't allowed in there because, one, they'll have the inherent desire to, like, jump in and help and be there as a lifeline or an avenue.
But yeah, I think it's more for the kid. It's more for the kid, so the kid's not constantly looking around and like, where's mom and dad? And, you know, they need to stay focused on... It would be like if you go, you know, you were sitting in the classroom with your kid at school.
Yeah.
They wouldn't be their normal self. They would constantly be looking for mom and dad.
I feel like, aren't these lessons these classes known for? We're going to throw them in. Or we're going to have them go in.
I don't think that's the approach anymore. I don't think it's the sink or swim approach. I think
you can like maybe climb to the top of the bleachers and like peep down, see if you can get eyes on it.
I mean, from the way that it worked last year, it was in a big like gymnasium type thing with a pool, mm-hmm. and we basically just had to be all the way down at the other end where you could barely see, like you could kind of see them if you arched your neck around, but like there was no. There was no interaction because you were looking through a window. It was basically like two gyms end to end with windows in the middle. So it, you wouldn't have been able to like yell or they wouldn't have seen you. But yeah, I don't think that they do the tough love.
It's not.
No, I think that's gone the way of the dodo. I think that's frowned upon these days.
I always thought they let you hit the bottom and then they'll pull you up. Maybe.
That's a big negative. At least not in our experience.
Well, I guess we'll find out next week after you take her to the first of these lessons, right?
Yeah. I mean, who knows? Maybe my wife signed her up for Kyle's tough love swimming lessons.
Navy SEAL deep sea.
They drown you and then revive you just to tell you that you shouldn't drown.
Yeah, and again, you've got the hard out, so you can get her to this, so you can make sure you get to waterboarding on time.
Right. Yeah. Look, man, we got a schedule to keep. It's a Saturday, not a lot of time.
Yeah, listen, if she's going to be a CIA interrogator, you got to start getting her at these classes young in her, like, princess bathing outfit.
Yeah, they start recruiting early.
Okay, I'm excited to hear.
Good.
We hadn't really thought about doing these. My mother-in-law has a pool, so mm-hmm. Reed is kind of on his way to knowing the machinations of the swim.
Yeah.
And now just figuring out how to properly do it to keep himself afloat, right?
After you kick him in?
Well, I think this is the summer. I think age 5 is the summer where you can give the size 11 into the small of the back.
Okay.
And say, figure it out.
Yeah.
Right? I'll give you, 15 seconds.
Stick a candy bar at the other end of the pool or something. Right.
Is 15 seconds too long? Should I go 10?
I mean, how much water?
Gulp. Right.
Gulp. You can gulp in quite a bit
of water.
That's
just normal, though. Like, it's a normal gulp. Like, he's just functioning with those gulps, right?
Well, good luck to you, Reed.
Oh, listen. Cash saved and we won't. He'll always have that memory.
Yeah, exactly.
Of the time I learned how to swim.
And mom and dad saved upwards of $60.
Before we do get out of here, though, we need to get to what we talked about last week. We were talking about...
I don't even know how this came up.
Yeah, I forget how we got on the topic of shows and events that we had been to. But anyway, we were talking about it and we decided you've been to much more than I have. So, but this is a little bit of a different list.
Mm.
You know, you've been spinning bits and hits for a couple of years now.
Yeah, a couple.
I wanted to get your most overrated musicians, bands, acts, however you want to phrase it. This is a wide breadth of discussion, right? Because I think I have we were talking about the Rollings. If the Rolling Stones opened for WrestleFest.
Oh, of course. How could I forget?
And I kept saying that I think the Rolling Stones are overrated. So, we both have,
Now, to be clear, you never saw the Rolling Stones.
No.
That's good because I was, when I started thinking of this earlier in the week, I was like, should I only do acts that I've actually seen so I have the... have the experience to be like, I don't know.
No, I think it's a separate list. Mm-hmm. And I think we do today. We can talk about our most overrated musical acts of all time.
Okay.
And then another list would be the worst shows, top three that we've already seen. And again, that's also music, comedy, whatever it may be. Yep. You know, there's no, I don't want to pin anything down. It doesn't need to be that way.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want you to also give you time to think about that so you don't have to offend any of the very close music relationships that you have with a lot of the hot upcoming acts.
Gosh, yes, so many. I'm just, my Rolodex is overflowing.
Yeah, next thing you know, you got to send an apology text to Todd Zeppelin, Jimmy Led, right? Obviously the two leads.
Of Led Zeppelin.
Of Led Zeppelin.
Yeah.
Led Zeppelin alive?
Yeah. Well,
most of them. Two of them? Three?
Well, John Bonham, the drummer, is dead.
Okay.
He died like in the 70s.
Okay. Kick the bucket.
Robert Plant, Jimmy Page.
That's right.
Still both alive. Who's the fourth?
Well, we talked about Todd.
Robert Plant, Jimmy Page.
Why can't I
remember the fourth guy?
There's four listed.
There's John Bonzo Bonham.
John Bonham, John Paul Jones.
John Paul Jones, of course, yeah.
Bassist and keyboardist. Really, he didn't forget anything. Like,
he's still around, though, right?
Oh, I don't know. I'm not clicking on his page.
Okay.
I don't need that in my Google algorithm.
Yeah.
Oh, looks like you've sought out bassists and keyboardists.
All right, so... yeah, this was weird. One of them popped in my head, and I don't know if they should be on my list or not, but every time I hear them, I'm just like...
Do we get a little fanfare ready?
Boy, I just don't get the...
For the countdown?
Yeah, of course.
Okay,
I mean, we have...
Boy, we pay good money for this thing.
Okay, we got
Well, hang on, don't do it, you know, don't test it out. You just got to do it when you unveil your big number three.
Okay. All right. So you want me to go first?
Yeah, it doesn't matter. Yeah. Yeah, we'll go back and forth.
This person, I cringe because everyone always speaks so highly of them.
Mm-hmm.
And to me, they're just annoying. And they've been around for a long time, like 40 years. And I've never really enjoyed anything that they've done. And that's Madonna.
Wow.
Yeah. Still applauding.
I think much like... a lot of these musical acts,
mm-hmm.
there's a day and era of your life that artists will mean something different
mm-hmm.
to you, correct?
Yeah.
Like, young women in the 80s, Madonna is like the bastion, right? Like and to me, I could see how that would make sense. It was a different type of music. It was a much more free music
I get that. I totally get that. I was not the...
That's a good...
I was not the target demographic for that.
Yeah.
And it just... I don't know. I just always... Like, I enjoy some of her songs.
Yeah.
But she's just always has seemed very annoying and obnoxious to me.
One of... I'll give my number three here. It's a modern musical act.
Mm-hmm.
It's the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
What?
Being
from Michigan.
I despise.
Wow.
I shouldn't say despise. It all sounds identical to me. California. Like, okay. Every song goes that way. And it all sounds the same. I don't know if anybody is talented on there. Who's more talented? Or a ventriloquist?
I mean, I'm sure that there are some world-renowned ventriloqui.
We'll go ventriloqui.
I'm sure that there are some world-renowned ventriloqui that are much more talented than the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
I don't think I ever found an era where I enjoyed their music anyway. Like, for me, it's been... to the ears from when I first heard it, it's like, ooh,
it's abrasive.
This is not for me at all. And I know Anthony Kiedis, the lead, is from West Michigan, but they got a guy by the name of Flea,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah.
And a guy who looks like Will Ferrell. That's really all I know about the Chili Peppers, and that's all I care to know.
Okay.
I am 1982, they've been at. Well, boy, yeah. I wish it also ended in the 80s.
Wow.
They are not for me.
Okay. All right. Then, hey, look, I said Madonna. You know, that was an unpopular opinion, I'm sure. All right. Next on my list is somebody who I just find them to be dirtbaggish. So even if I do like some of their music, it's it's eclipsed by the dirtbaggedness of them.
Okay. I mean, this could go a lot of ways, so I don't want to venture a guess.
Okay, I'm going to give you I'll give you a little hint. It's a newer artist, so new within the last 5 years.
Oh, okay, because I was going to say alive or dead, so that answers that.
Nope, they're very much alive, young person, probably 30 years old.
Okay, so a little older than even what I was going to guess, which my guess is going to be like Billie Eilish.
Nope, not Billie Eilish.
About 30. No, I don't know. Is this something you hear on the radio a lot? Like big mega hits type of thing?
Yes, you do. Plays the arena when they come to town.
I'm curious. Let's hear it.
Morgan Wallen.
Wow. Well, my brother just threw his phone across the cab of his car.
Mm-hmm.
He is very perturbed at you right now.
Don't care.
I am mostly neutral on him.
Are you?
Outside of his apparent need to mend racial fences after he was caught on video years ago screaming the N-word from his porch.
Yeah, he never really did do anything to make
Just does like half. He does like duets with hip-hop artists.
Gotcha.
To make it seem like, see, they're cool with me now.
Yeah. I know a black guy.
Yeah, they're really not. I like your list so far.
Okay.
Nice variety. Because my top two are not going to be super surprising. One we talked about last week, Steve, the Rolling Stones.
You got a record scratch and an applause.
Someone from the back of the crowd is just rip-roaring cheering. The only song I found of the Rolling Stones that I enjoy, Sympathy for the Devil. And the only reason I remember that is because it was playing over a episode of, I think, like Californication, an old Showtime show that I would watch. That's it. I do like anything about the Rolling Stones. I don't think any of their music is novel. I think, especially now, the fact that they're still out there touring, doing the same hip thrusts and stuff at 85, the music has never spoken to me. And I think they got, when did they start? 1968.
60-something, yeah. Man. Yeah, which, I mean, that's not a big surprise. That was, the music was around 25 years before you were born.
Right, but people still hold up the Rolling Stones as this. And I'm not saying they're not iconic. I'm just saying this list, they're just not for me.
Just not for you.
I don't see the mass appeal today, especially for anybody younger than 60, as being like, oh man, yeah, I've got getting in the car so I can hit on the Apple playlist for, the best of the Stones.
Yeah. Yeah, I bet if you had grown up in the early 70s, it would probably be... You'd probably have a different opinion, but I mean, you can say that about, like you said about my Madonna pick.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if I was a girl growing up at the time that I grew up, I'm sure it would have been much different because every girl that I knew growing up was a huge Madonna fan.
Yep. Yep.
All right. So we're down to the number one.
Oh, I'm excited.
This is not an artist.
Okay.
It's not a band.
Okay.
It's not a specific genre. It's an event.
Oh, okay.
It's a musical event. It's actually two musical events that I have molded into one musical event.
Is it like a Cirque du Soleil?
It is not a Cirque du Soleil. Cirque du Soleil would be great.
I think so, too.
Because it's a couple-hour show.
Yeah.
But when you turn the couple-hour show into like a days or weeks-long festival like Coachella or Burning Man...
Okay.
Get the hell out of here. That looks like garbage to me.
Can't imagine anything worse.
We haven't showered in months.
And yeah.
We throw mud at each other. I know that I'm like combining that with Woodstock 95 or whatever it was. But yeah, there's nothing about that seems in any way enjoyable to me.
Now, there's a two-day one, but I believe it's one that tours the country as like a two-day festival that comes here.
Which one is that?
I believe you guys promote it. I forget the name of it.
Is that Upheaval?
Yes.
Yeah.
Is that something? No. Musical artist aside.
No, I just don't. I don't have any interest. I would go to a show. Like, I remember going to this one show every summer that one of the Philadelphia radio stations that's no longer on the air, they put on. It was a one-day-long festival. It started at, like, you know, the first band started at 10 a.m. And bands played all throughout the day up until midnight. Now, when I was in high school and in college, that was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Because chances are there were going to be, you know, they had three or four stages. So there was always, like, the big band that was playing at 8 o'clock on the main stage that you, it was the, you know,
right.
like the Offspring or something,
yep.
which were huge at the time.
Mm-hmm.
That I used to enjoy. Even now, it doesn't really sound appealing to me unless there were like five bands that I loved and I knew that they were each going to play their top five hits.
Right, which is no guarantee.
And then I could be like, all right, let's go to the next stage, go to the next stage. Yeah, but the long music festivals, ugh, no way.
Awful.
No, that sounds terrible.
I feel gross thinking about them, just thinking like, man, what are my feet going to be like just standing in?
Oh, I got to bring a tent.
Oh, yeah. You lost me at camping.
No.
Okay? Mm-mm. It's not happening for that.
No. All right. I'm anxious to hear your number. So, my top three?
I love it. Unique?
Yeah.
Broad horizons?
Mm-hmm.
Right?
I feel like I know what your number one is going to be.
Yeah, my number one, I believe it's been briefly mentioned on this podcast years ago. My number one. Steve, it's the Beatles. We talk about a time and place for people. When we were just talking about the Rolling Stones, it actually caught me off guard that it was 1968 for them.
Yeah.
Because the Beatles are looked at and revered as changing music. And when you listen to the Beatles music outside, I'm not talking about the lyrics, I'm talking about the style of music.
Mm-hmm.
Compared to what groups like the Rolling Stones were doing in the same time frame, it feels like different generations, like a gulf.
Yeah, well, I mean, early Beatles stuff is like, it's pop.
It's so boring. It's so overly revered just because of the era they were in.
Okay.
Oh my God, I can't fathom listening to like a Beatles record today.
Really?
No.
Oh. What about like a Cirque du Soleil? Like they redid.
They do a Beatles one for that?
They did. Yeah, it was like the Love album. Ugh. They redid that 15 years ago or so. Or not they released. It was for the show was called Love. It was a Vegas Cirque du Soleil show, and it was all Beatles music from all of their different albums. But they were all like remixed and reimagined, and it was really good.
What was the movie where they used all Beatles songs as kind of the lyrics and as the whatever? I appreciate the novelty use of that stuff to modernize and to make it more appealing.
Yeah.
The music itself, no thank you.
There's not one Beatles song that if it came on, you would say, oh, okay. Yeah. I like this one.
I have right now the top 50 pulled up. Let me scroll to just the top 10 to see if any, because, let me tell you, Yellow Submarine, not stopping on it.
No, don't like that. That's like, to me, that and like I Am the Walrus, they're gimmicky songs. I don't like them.
They're number one song. You know what? I would, Hey Jude. Good song. Fine. Yeah. I don't desire to hear Hey Jude. When I do hear it, it's perfectly competent.
Mm-hmm.
I Want to Hold Your Hand. Ooh, scandalous. Again, the Rolling Stones were hip thrusting and like throwing, you know, their underwear at women in the crowd in this same time frame. And I got these losers from across the pond. I want to hold your hand. Jesus. Are the English just repressed? What a bunch of boobs. Oh, She Loves You is number three. These losers just needed to get laid.
Okay.
Number four, Get Back with Billy Preston. I'm not familiar with it.
Get Back. Get Back. Get Back to where you once belonged.
Let It Be. Number five. That's like the most. I would say in my mind, that's like the second most popular Beatles song behind Hey Jude.
Mother Mary comes to me.
Also,
speaking words of wisdom.
Tide is the most boring. Terrible. Come Together / Something. Unfamiliar with that one as well.
You'd know Come Together.
Hello, Aerosmith, Goodbye.
Aerosmith redid Come Together.
Hard Day's Night. Oh, We Can Work It Out. Can't Buy Me Love. Again, these are all 1960s Backstreet Boys.
We Can Work It Out as a good song.
Here's what I'll say about the Beatles. They're not even as talented. They're on the same level as what the Backstreet Boys did in the 90s.
Wow.
It's for me, it's the same type of music, right? Can't Buy Me Love. We Can Work It Out. Hold My Hand.
It was a different time back then.
Yeah, sure. And again, Mick Jagger was throwing his underwear and showing his dong probably in concerts, okay?
Is that true?
No, I have no idea.
Plus, I think you're missing the obvious that the Rolling Stones are also a British band.
Sure. Which to me makes what the way the Beatles are revered as changing music worse. Because I'm talking about the Rolling Stones constantly, and I don't even like them. But I'm looking at what they did and the type of music they were playing.
Mm-hmm.
Again, in the same era, how are these buttholes more revered? All You Need Is Love. Cool.
I feel like you might be doing a bit of judging books by their covers.
Maybe. I mean,
considering you're just reading the titles and saying, don't know that one.
Yeah, well, I know Yellow Submarine. Anybody want to hear that ever again?
That song sucks.
I'll post it in the poll.
Does Yellow Submarine suck?
Before we very quickly get out of here, Steve, do you have, so we can give official dates one more time, for the Kyle Fathead Tour 2024?
Yeah.
You are starting to announce.
Yeah, I believe we have two announced. We're going to be in the Flint Grand Blanc area of Michigan on Friday, March 22nd with Banana 101.5.
We have someone who has volunteered for that, but I would love someone if they're going to be there as a backup, just in case something happens, illness or actually starts listening to the side gig and says, what am I doing here? Sure. No thanks.
So we'll have to confirm that we do have somebody. I'm pretty sure we have somebody on board. Now, we had another show that just, I don't know if it's going to happen.
Okay.
April 5th. There's one on April 19th that has not been announced yet.
Okay.
And then we are heading back to the beautiful Upper Peninsula of Michigan. On Friday, May 3rd, we have a live morning show and a live night show. So if we could have somebody who's going to be in attendance to those, that would be great. Those just got announced earlier in the week.
Yeah, and those are, I believe, that is where the Fathead currently resides. We'll have to check with in our messages. But yes, I believe our friend Mark has those currently. Yeah. So yes, we are. So we're looking for, as of now, the only other official date, is that correct, is May the 3rd in the UP?
Yeah, May the 3rd in the UP and March the 22nd in Flint.
Got it.
I mean, we do have April 13th, it's a Saturday, Grand Rapids. That's the night show here.
But I believe that is at a venue where you can't.
Different venue.
It is.
Different venue this year.
So do we think maybe a...
I'm not sure.
We'll talk about it off air before we... also what we need to talk about, we've gotten a few messages, is are we going to bring back on April 12th, Steve and Kyle Podcast Karaoke Night?
Oh, as of right now...
That's 2 months away.
I got nothing on the calendar. Oh, I got a doctor's appointment that morning.
Ooh, sounds like we're going to be up against it.
Those things usually go 8, 9, 10 hours.
So we'll talk about that as well. Yeah. But again, that's Friday, May 3, morning and night show. If you're in the Upper Peninsula of Michigan and you are willing to hold loud and proud the Kyle Fathead at the side gig live shows, please let us know. We will make sure that is in your hands with enough time to spare.
More importantly, I think we need a Kyle Fathead shirt in the merch store.
Not bad.
So if you can wear the shirt while holding the Fathead,
yes,
even better.
Yeah, and as always with these side gig shows, the more Steve and Kyle merch, the merrier. Sale going on right now, both on the Redbubble shop and the Tee Public store. That is at stevenkyle.com/merch, or you can check our social medias for those links as well.
All right. We will talk to you next week, and see you later.
See you.
Thank you. Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.